The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Tom Hanks.
This is awful to say, but I don't find Tom Hanks really attractive, so I like my leading men to be attractive.
History's greatest discoveries.
Think of all the great ideas that have been mocked. Benjamin Button and electricity. When he got zapped by that, Benjamin Franklin, when he got zapped by lightning, he was mocked. But now look at him. He's the grandfather of electricity.
Limp Bizkit.
I did it all for the Snooki. Come on, the Snooki. And I love that.
Here is Struds On.
Outlet passes. So Greg's was going to put up an article, and he asked me, is it not easier to improve your outlet passes as opposed to your stretch passes? And I said, no, we didn't have much time to get back into it.
By the definition of what they, and this is going by Sports Logic.
Yeah.
Their definition of an outlet pass is from in your own zone, outside the blue line before center, and then a stretch pass is from your zone across center.
Yeah. Yeah, so the question he asked me, and we haven't had a chance to get to it, he asked me, do you think it's easier to improve the stretch passes or the outlet passes? And personally, I would suggest that outlet passes are harder. This is why. When you're going back to get the puck, you're usually under pressure. A lot of times your back is to the play. So that means my toes are facing my end boards. Going back, I'm trying to check over my shoulder. I'm trying to figure out, do I go D to D? Do I go up? So I'm really under pressure. Whereas more often than not, not all the time, but I feel that more often than not, you can get a regroup. A regroup's an easier pass. So maybe the puck comes to you at the top of your circles and then you can snap it up to the guy at the far side. Your partner goes D to D and go snap it up the far side. There's a change. There's less issues when you're passing it that far where I feel because your toes are now facing the up ice. They're going up ice rather than going down ice. So it's not impossible to improve on the outlet, but I can tell you from my own personal feeling, if I'm making a stretch pass, usually that means I have time to get up there and snap that puck way up the ice. That's from it with really deep in my own zone, or it's a regroup from around just inside my blue line. And I'm passing up now to a guy, who's up further, up the ice. Cause there's also, you think about sometimes you hit the center, but a lot of times those center passes, if it's D to D, just at the top of your circles, it's D to D and you're passing it to a centerman who's swinging low and slow. That means he's only maybe, if my feet are on the top of the circle, his feet might just be on the other side of the blue line, but in that middle, that soft spot, sometimes you find the defense in a forecheck or a neutral zone forecheck. So he slid it in there. So, I do think it's easier and I'd be interested to see what they say. Just from my experience, breaking out is really hard to do out of your own zone. If you do slam it all the way down, that usually means you had time to make that pass. Whereas a lot of times, a short outlet, you don't have time to make that pass. You're just under pressure. Think about sometimes when the guys set up in a controlled breakout. I know that coaches don't always like setting up a controlled breakout, but when you do, you're whistling that puck up hard up the wall and, all the way to the other end. They maybe tip it in or someone's stretching or maybe it's on a change. So those are the passes I envision on those long stretch ones. So, it's, again, there are other guys who maybe feel differently, but I think if you ask any D-man, they'd rather be forced to make a stretch pass because you have time rather than a short outlet. And, with Darnell Nurse, I see as a guy that, he uses his feet often to kind of get out of trouble, to skate a little bit, then he can make that pass, and that's a real advantage. Oscar doesn't do that quite as much. Oscar is more of a European style of player where, he'll maybe take a stride or two and then make a play, but he's not necessarily going to carry it all the way up the ice. I think an addition that Darnell's done is he carries it up and then he gives it up prior to entering the offensive zone and then becomes a support player rather than the primary puck carrier, where I don't think he shines in that role. And quite frankly, there are a few defensemen that shine carrying the puck up into the offensive zone and then making plays off of that area, Griggs.